Nolte, Zoran Mamdani does not have a hijab wearing on Who Lived in Fear After 9/11. By John Nolte on October 28, 2025. Fabulist slash communist slash Islamist, and the man who will almost certainly become New York City's next mayor, Zoran Mamdani, has been caught lying about his aunt. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt, who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab, he said in a public statement Friday while holding back fake tears. In an era of ever-diminishing bipartisanship, it seems that Islamophobia has emerged as one of the few areas of agreement. The overall context was Mamdani defending himself against claims of anti-Semitism and an affection for Jew haters and Islamists. Although all of that is true of Mamdani, what he's doing here is pulling the trick perfected by Barry Obama, where you declare any criticism, even accurate and valid criticism, racist. Except, Mamdani lied. Turns out Mamdani has only one aunt, a woman named Masuma Mamdani, who does not wear a hijab and who did not live in New York or even America during the September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks. After he got busted for this lie, Mamdani claimed he was talking about his father's cousin, a woman who is not his aunt and who cannot verify Mamdani's tale of post-9/11 woe because she's dead. I was speaking about my aunt, I was speaking about Sarah Fui, my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago, Mamdani said. For the takeaway, for my more than 10-minute address about Islamophobia in this race in this city, to be the question of my aunt tells you everything about Andrew Cuomo. Oh, okay. Man alive, New York City is so screwed. The foreign-born population will be responsible for voting this guy into power. People who have obviously not been assimilated thanks to the Democrat Party. And now New York will become Paris, Dublin, and London. An Islamized foreign country hostile to its host country. What a shame. New York really was a great city at one time, probably the greatest in the world. This is how extreme the Democrat Party has become. They are all right with this and Nazi tattoos. In their demented minds, anything is better than Donald Trump, who is basically a Bill Clinton-style Democrat in terms of policy. One great difference between America and the lost continent of Europe is that we have 50 mostly sovereign states, the First Amendment, the Electoral College, and 2 U.S. senators representing each state regardless of population size. Our founding fathers understood history and put together a brilliant system to hold tight to our republic. It's not foolproof. Nothing is. But for now, at least, we can all watch New York burn from the comfort of MAGA America, which is already everything Democrats claim they want America to be: clean, safe, and tolerant. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.